The Australian and Indonesian governments have reached an agreement to heal their damaging diplomatic rift over spying. Indonesia suspended its intelligence and military cooperation with Australia last year over revelations that Australian agencies had spied on the Indonesian president and his wife. Richard Walcott is a former head of the Department of Foreign Affairs, and he spoke to James Glenday.
I think it's more than symbolic because President SBY had understood from his earlier discussions with then Prime Minister Rudd that Australia was seeking a closer, sort of more friendly relationship. Now, Indonesia therefore saw these allegations as undermining trust. So I think the reported agreement is good news.
This agreement will be signed by the Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop and Indonesian Foreign Minister Marty Nadalegawa and witnessed by President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono. How important is it that this agreement signed before the new president, Joko Widodo, formally takes office?
Well, I think, you know, once it's signed by the president, it's signed, and I would see no reason at all why Joko Widodo, the president-elect, would not simply take that over. The relationship had become, again, a prickly and more difficult relationship, and so I think this is a good step forward.
You were talking about trust a moment ago. How important do you believe it is that trust is restored in the Australia-Indonesia relationship?
Oh, I think it's vital. I mean, one of the big problems, I think, is that in the relationship, which tends to rise and fall, has good periods, bad periods, and bad periods at the moment, and this will be one of the ways out of it. But I think there's a major role here for public diplomacy. You know, the Indonesians need to know much more about Australia, and Australians need to know much more about Indonesia.
This has been a difficult period in the Australia-Indonesia relationship. The spying revelations coincided with the start of the government's turn back the boats policy. Are you surprised at how long this issue has taken to resolve?
No, because it's obviously involved a lot of consultation with the security agencies and different parts of government, and I'd like to have seen it concluded a little more quickly, but these issues are not uncomplicated, and they do need quite a lot of consultation over a period of time. All Australians, especially our political leaders, should be in no doubt that in the future, no bilateral relationship will be more important to Australia than the one with Indonesia.
That's diplomat and former Indonesia ambassador Richard Walcott speaking to James Glenday.